This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is all set with its space docking experiment known as the SpaceX mission to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. Its Power Horse rocket PSLV C-60 will lift off tonight from spaceport Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Two satellites, SDX-01 called as Chaser and SDX-02 called as Target, will be placed into a 470-kilometer circular orbit at 55-degree inclination with a local time cycle of about 66 days. Both Target and Chaser satellites will be placed in the same orbit at a distance of 10 to 20 kilometers. The Ministry of Defense today signed two contracts worth around 2,867 crore rupees for the construction of the Air Independent Propulsion AIP plug for the DRDO AIP system and its integration on board Indian submarines, and the integration of the Electronic Heavyweight Torpedo EHWT on board the Kalvari class submarines. Both the contracts were signed in the presence of Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. The ministry in its statement said that the contract for the construction of the AIP plug and its integration was inked with Mazagon-Dock Shipbuilders Limited, Mumbai, worth around 1,990 crore rupees, while the contract for the integration of the EHWT, being developed by the DRDO, was signed with Naval Group France at an approximate cost of 877 crore rupees. The ministry highlighted that AIP technology is being indigenously developed by the DRDO. The project pertaining to the construction of the AIP plug and its integration will enhance the endurance of conventional submarines and significantly contribute towards the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the 6th pre-budget consultation with experts and representatives from the health and education sectors in connection with the upcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by the Finance Secretary, Secretaries of the Department of Economic Affairs, Chief Economic Advisor of the Government, and senior officials of the Ministry of Health and the Department of School Education. Earlier in the day, Ms. Sitharaman chaired the pre-budget consultation meeting with industry representatives. The union budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 is expected to be presented in the Parliament on 1st of February next year. This will mark Finance Minister Sitharaman's 8th consecutive budget presentation. India's manufacturing sector has witnessed remarkable growth this year, underscoring its transformation into a global powerhouse. The Narendra Modi government has implemented far-reaching economic, social, and foreign policy initiatives in the last 10 years. These initiatives have contributed to India's rise as a global power. Our correspondent reports that during this period, the country steadily positioned itself as a global manufacturing hub. The United States today announced nearly $6 billion in additional military and budget assistance for Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden announced $2.5 billion in its additional security assistance for Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the United States has made available $3.4 billion in additional budget aid to Ukraine, giving the war-torn country critical resources amid intensifying Russian attacks on Ukraine. It includes $1.25 billion in military aid drawn from U.S. stockpiles and a $1.22 billion Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative USAI package. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day and cold wave conditions in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Ladakh, Gilgit, Balochistan and Muzaffarabad tomorrow. Cold wave conditions are also expected in western Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Chandigarh tomorrow. Further, the IMD predicted dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours in isolated pockets of Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura tomorrow. In Border Gavaskar Trophy cricket, Australia registered a 184-run victory over India on the fifth and final day of the fourth test in Melbourne. With this loss, India has thin chances for reaching the World Test Championship final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.